The Warrior Soul Podcast is written, edited, and produced by me, Chris Albert. Our mission is to provide tools, tactics, strategies, and ideas that help the U.S. military veteran community to show up as the wisest, strongest, most capable versions of themselves in the civilian world. If you're not a veteran, stick around because anything we talk about will most certainly apply to you as well. This podcast is made possible with the help of F-Bomb Nutrition. They make delicious packets of fats that you can carry around anywhere with you in little portable packets. They make macadamia nut butters. They mix them up with chocolate. They mix them up with sea salt. They mix them up with coconut butter. They're absolutely delicious, and they're really good for you. They don't have any sugar. They also make a lot of cheese snacks. They make meat sticks, and it's just a great company. These guys send packages of this stuff to the troops who are on the front lines overseas to supplement their MREs, and we didn't ask them to do that. They just did that on their own initiative. Really great company. If you want to get 20% off your first order of F-bombs, head over to www.droppingfbomb.com and use the code WARRIORSOUL at checkout. This podcast is also brought to you with the help of Save the Brave. SaveTheBrave.org is a 501c3 charity for veterans. They run camaraderie events that include fishing, golfing. They also do a lot of work with Gold Star families. And unlike a lot of other organizations, their board doesn't take a salary. Really great organization that is doing amazing work. So go and check them out at SaveTheBrave.org. With that, thank you guys so much. Let's get into today's programming. This is Chris Albert, and I'm here to remind you of one thing. Someday, you're going to die. Now, that's not some morbid statement or scary idea. It's solid fact. Your time here on this earth is limited. And we need to be reminded of this as much as possible for one simple reason. To live your best life while you can. This is the Warrior Soul Podcast. You know, I'm not somebody who wears my politics on my sleeve, and that's for a few different reasons. I used to work in politics. I also used to study politics. And one of the things I realized early on is that if you are the kind of person who wears your politics on your sleeve, well, that can often keep you from having conversations with people who might think differently from you, or keep them from actually trying to have a conversation with you. You know, part of my job here on the Warrior Soul Podcast is to talk with people of many different perspectives. I've had very liberal people on here. I've had very conservative people on here. I've had extreme libertarians and anarcho-capitalists on here. I've never had a Marxist on, but I'd be open to having a conversation with one. I'll say this flat out. I myself am a political conservative. I am somebody who believes in the Constitution of the United States. I believe in the right to bear arms. I believe that any restrictions on the right to bear arms are not acceptable. I believe in free speech, and I believe that any limitations on free speech, whether I like the views of whoever's espousing that speech or not, is wrong. I do not believe in silencing people. And one of the problems, and maybe this is just my perspective because I am a member, I guess, of the new media, right? I create podcasts on my own. I don't have a boss who tells me what to put out there, what I can't put out there. But the one limitation I do have is that whenever I post anything even remotely reflecting my views as a conservative out there on any platform lately, whether it be Facebook, whether it be YouTube, whether it be Instagram, whenever I post anything reflecting my views, that tends to get demonetized or doesn't seem to actually get out there to my audience, right? I put other things up that'll get lots of likes, lots of views, lots of clicks. But the second I veer toward speaking my mind about anything that doesn't fit what the mainstream media would talk about, that tends to crash and burn. And in all probability, this episode is going to crash and burn, unless you guys share it out. You know, I've relied greatly upon my audience for talking about the podcast and helping me to promote the podcast. You guys have been great about that. But the thing that scares me about all of this, and this is not just me as a conservative talking, this is me as an American, is that in America, for our republic to survive, there needs to be opposing viewpoints. Those viewpoints need to be able to be expressed clearly. And if that doesn't happen, then any modicum of democracy really goes out the window. What you get instead is people making their political decisions, and I'm talking both voters and politicians, those in the government, people making political decisions based off of what seems to be the popular view. And by the popular view, I mean the view that the media is putting out there, which is not always entirely accurate. You know, there was my good friend Brian Rose from London Real. He did an interview with Mr. David Icke. And if you know anything about David Icke, you know that he has some very controversial views. He thinks that there's reptile people out there. He claims that he is some kind of messiah, right? And one of the things he's been saying lately is that, well, COVID-19 doesn't really exist. It's the 5G towers that, you know, are causing people to become sick. And, you know, that's led to certain things. That's led to some people trying to burn down towers. That's led to, and maybe it's not him, his views that are causing people to burn down those towers. Maybe they're doing it of their own volition. But for some reason, the big tech giants think that it's a smart idea to silence him. And it's funny to me because you can't really kill views, right? You can't kill somebody's point of view. If you try to limit speech, it doesn't die. It just goes underground or it goes to other places. Those views are still going to be expressed on forums. They're still going to be expressed amongst the group of people who believe them, except this time they're not going to be able to be challenged. For example, if I put this podcast out there on YouTube, or if I put it out there on iTunes, or if I put my views up and express the views of this podcast out there on Instagram, somebody can come up and say, "Chris, what the hell are you thinking? Right? You're wrong because of this." And that's awesome. But when you pull somebody like David Icke or Alex Jones or anybody else off of the airwaves, then essentially what happens is their views can no longer go unchallenged. You're taking the opportunity away from that. Now, sure, the media might come on. The BBC is going to post an article about how big of a buffoon that David Icke is, right? And the media can go and they can say how big of a moron Alex Jones is, right? And that's great, but guess what? People don't believe the mainstream media anymore. Right? People don't believe what CNN or MSNBC or BBC or even what Fox News has to say, right? They don't believe it anymore. And why don't they believe it? Well, it's because there seems to be this kind of stranglehold on the monopoly for communication out there. This situation where the mainstream media seems to be constantly spinning and constantly trying to color views. Here's another example. You know, the other day, everybody's been watching The Tiger King, right? And during a press conference, a reporter brought up the idea of pardoning Joe Exotic to President Trump. And if you watch the whole video through, President Trump was like, well, I don't know who that is, but I'm sure my son Don does. And I'm sure Don's the one whose social media posts you're watching. So, you know, what is it about this guy? And the reporter was explaining the situation, and President Trump's like, well, I don't know much about it, but maybe I'll look into it. Right. And then that got spun into a completely different story. The headline, I think, read something like, President Trump says he will look into pardoning Joe Exotic. And then that gets spun into, well, there's a COVID-19 pandemic going on. What the hell is the president doing worrying about Joe Exotic? Right? A complete sensationalization of the truth. And by the time it gets to us, it gets turned into these clickbait sound bites that everybody's going to want to click on, and that a bunch of people are going to find a reason to be pissed off about. And that's how the media works. They work through getting revenues from people clicking on these headlines, because on the other side of those headlines, on the other side of that link, is a bunch of ads that go along with the article. And the companies that pay for that, well, they're paying based off of the number of clicks they get. And the reason I know that is because this is part of the business of which I'm in. I am a marketer, right? I market for companies, and I know how these things work. But the vast majority of Americans and people out there in the world don't understand this. All they see is President Trump worrying about Joe Exotic during a pandemic, which definitely wasn't true. And, you know, we're in this situation now to where the mainstream media seems to be doing everything it can in conjunction with the big tech companies to maintain its stranglehold on its monopoly of communication with the masses. So what are we supposed to do in a situation like this? Who do you believe? And how do you formulate your own views in a way that is not adulterated by this constant spin? And I think it's a tough question to answer, because so many people learn to trust the big mainstream media companies over the years. They look to them to be informed about the government. They look to them to be informed about politics and their decisions. And right now, in the midst of the COVID-19 crisis, they're looking to them to be informed about their health. Think about that for a second. They're literally looking at the news every second to determine not anything about the direction of the country, not anything about the direction of their economic livelihood. So they're looking to the news to provide information about how they're going to survive this pandemic. And of course, the media is eating it up. If you go on the mainstream media sites, and I'm talking about all of them, then you'll find that most of these headlines are built to instill fear, to make people scared, to make people click because they're so worried about their lives. Now, here's the deal. I'm not saying that COVID-19 is nothing to worry about. I'm not saying you shouldn't do everything you can to keep yourself and your family from getting sick. But what I am saying is I think that if you are somebody who loves liberty, who loves freedom, you should be wary of anybody who is trying to instill fear in a population. Because one of the biggest things that has scared me about this pandemic has nothing to do with the virus. It doesn't even necessarily have anything to do with government overreach right now, although I think that's a major problem. What scares me the most of all is the fact that there's so many Americans out there who are willing to lie on their backs as soon as danger pops its head and rely on the government, rely on the authorities, and I say that with quotes, to protect them, and who will willingly give up their rights, willingly give up their freedoms without question. That's not what America was ever supposed to be about. And you can debate me on that. You can tell me I'm an asshole or whatever. But America was never meant to be a country that did not question things. It was never meant to be a country where certain things were supposed to be taken off the table for debate. When we talk about things that have been going on in college campuses over the past 10 years, there are certain subjects that you can't bring up, right? If you are a white person and you start talking about race, or you start talking about discrimination against yourself, or anything like that, you will be shouted down, right? If you are saying anything that doesn't match up with the leftist agenda of many of these administrations and many of the professors, you will be shouted down. You will be silenced. And there's a movie out right now. It's called No Safe Spaces by Adam Carolla and Dennis Prager. You know, go take a look at that. See what's going on right now. Go take a look at Twitter. See what type of things NBC News and CNN are putting out there right now. Look at their, and I can't fathom why they're doing this, but there is such a pro-China stance in some of these headlines, right? Like why this one headline I read the other day, and I'll see if I can bring it up on my phone because I took a picture of it and screenshotted it. I was so perturbed by it, but, it was by an NBC News anchor, and it essentially said, let me see, where is this thing? It said, U.S. reports 1,264 coronavirus deaths over 24 hours. Meanwhile, in China, where the pandemic broke out, not a single new coronavirus death was reported. Now, here's the deal. No deaths were reported, but the reporter didn't challenge anything. Didn't say, hey, what's going on with China where they're not reporting any coronavirus deaths? Hey, why don't we just believe them? And meanwhile, you know, the tech giants don't want a video put up that says COVID-19 doesn't exist, but they're willing to allow a headline that is equally fallacious to just exist on there. They're willing to put up misinformation that aligns with their world belief system. They're not being objective whatsoever. And we can't do much about it, right? Because YouTube, Twitter, all the Facebook, they're all private entities, right? We can't tell them what they can allow and what they can't allow to be published on their platforms here in the United States. They're working to satisfy certain European laws, right? In Europe, they can be fined if they put out certain views. Here in the United States, that's not the way, right? That's not our way as Americans. We don't fine people for their viewpoints. But think about that for a second. That's who is controlling your stream of information right now. That is who is informing the majority of Americans who don't know to question these news outlets that they've followed for years. And whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, somewhere in the middle or somewhere on the fringes, that should scare the hell out of you. Because guess what? Someday, you might not be in the majority. Someday, your views might be on the chopping block. Public opinion changes, the tides change, and there could be a tidal wave coming. You don't know. And the way you act now is going to determine the way the majority acts in the future. And that's why, you know, whenever I see one of these views up there, whenever I see a viewpoint that doesn't agree with mine, I'm actually happy for it. Like I said, that means I get to go over there. I get to show my points as to why they're wrong. I get to show my points as to why they have it wrong, right? But, you know, when something's taken down, when something's blocked, that doesn't happen. And at some point, it might be your views who are getting suppressed. It might be your liberty that is getting suppressed. It might be somebody else who's in control of the media and somebody else who's in control of the situation who might be keeping you from getting your message out. And I'm sure you won't like that very much. That's my point, guys. I just want to make you think about this for a little bit. I want to make you think about where this country is going right now and what is happening. Because it's up to us, those of us in the veteran community who put our lives on the line for those liberties and those freedoms. You know, it's up to us to step up, to show where things are going wrong. And it's up to us, of course, to protect the weak. But it's also up to us to make sure that this country lives up to the dream that it was formed upon. And that's my take. That's my opinion. If you have a differing opinion, you're always welcome to share it. And you can reach me on social media. I'm at Warrior Solar Goji. You can hit me up on email, chris@warriorsolargoji.com. That's it. I want to thank everybody who's been listening to the show. Our downloads are growing every single month, even in the midst of COVID-19, where downloads for podcasts have actually been lower. You know, people are watching the mainstream media rather than listening to people like me, right? So, I appreciate everybody who listens. The one thing I ask for of you is to share the show. I don't care if you ever spend a dime with Warrior Soul. I don't ever care if you buy a t-shirt. I don't care what you do. But if you're enjoying the show and you share it out, I am a happy man. So please share this episode out with somebody who needs to hear it or any of our other episodes. And if you can, please head over to iTunes and write us a written rating and review. Really appreciate that. Doesn't cost you anything. And that's about it. If you want a t-shirt, you can head over to www.warriorsoul.shop. We've got some amazing t-shirts, Marine Corps centered. We've got military centered t-shirts. We've got graphic shirts. We've got skivvy shirts. They're all awesome. If you want a workout program or an ebook that I've written about fitness or about business, you can head over to www.warriorsoul.academy. And if you want to join our private mastermind, the Warriors Obituary Society, that's where we empower individuals to live epic lives worthy of epic obituaries. And it's got an 8-week development program that helps you focus on your fitness, your finances, your relationships, and everything in between. We meet live once a week, and it's extremely inexpensive for what it provides. You can head over to www.warriorobituarysociety.com. And that's that, ladies and gents. I'll be back at you later on this week with some more awesome content. This is Chris Albert with the Warrior Soul Podcast, and I am out.